7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. New Mexico state health officials on Tuesday announced 733 additional COVID-19 cases and 48 more deaths related to the virus, with 41 recent deaths. On Tuesday, health officials in New Mexico said the state's seven-day positivity rate is 9.4%. As of Tuesday, there were 553 individuals hospitalized in New Mexico for COVID-19. State governments are deciding how to spend American Recovery Plan Act dollars, and many are putting money towards expanding broadband. Texas is no different. Texas Public Radio's Paul Flav reports.
Texas has directed more than $500 million from ARPA towards broadband infrastructure. Estimates range from around 4% to as much as 12% of the state's population lacks access. While Texas is currently using its ARPA funds solely for infrastructure, Pew Trust's Anna Reed says other states are starting to put money into making broadband more affordable.
And especially as the increase in federal funding has become available. We've also seen states look more towards prioritization of adoption and affordability efforts.
Adoption rates are low in Texas, with the FCC estimating nearly a third of Texans don't use broadband. I'm Paul Flav in San Antonio.
Okay, let's go now to a local viewpoint. Text messages by Fox News hosts that were made public recently call into question the coverage the network broadcasted during the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Commentator Peter Goodman shares his thoughts in this week's commentary.
Since the Trump-inspired invasion of the Capitol January 6th, Fox News folks have denied or downplayed Trump's responsibility and even suggested Antifa was involved. But during the event, Fox News hosts, including Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham, were texting Trump's chief of staff, Mark Meadows, urging him to beg Trump to take the riot seriously. Stuff like, "Mark, the president needs to tell those people to go home. This is hurting all of us. He's destroying his legacy," end quote. They urged that Trump make a statement telling his fans to leave the Capitol. Ingraham texted Meadows about begging Trump to stop the violence, then immediately went on TV and called the rioters people antithetical to MAGA and suggested that Antifa was involved. That's 98 on a hypocrisy scale of 100. What's saddest is we're not surprised. While posing as journalists, Fox News personalities were informal Trump advisors, using their platforms to mislead us. It's unethical, but if we'd had Fox in 1974, Richard Nixon might have finished his second term. Meadows now claims Trump was moving as fast as possible to minimize the violence. But in January, Republican Senator Ben Sasse revealed that senior White House officials had told him Trump was delighted by his supporters' break-in, and couldn't get why others in his camp didn't share his excitement. And of course, when Trump finally did speak, he told the rioters he loved them and that they should be angry the election was stolen from them. Jonah Goldberg, who just left Fox News, confirms that the Fox News people praising Trump on TV were saying quite the opposite sorts of things to him and others the moment the cameras stopped rolling. Goldberg believes in traditional conservative values. Trump believes only in Trump. Goldberg calls Trumpism conspiracy-mongering, demagogic, populist, personality cult nonsense that's anything but conservative. Most conservatives preach the Constitution. The January 6th effort to stop the vote counting was part of Trump's attempted end run around the Constitution. And the same stolen election lie that fueled that has fueled state laws designed to help a similar effort to veto the voters succeed for Trump or some Trump follower in 2024. It ain't over. In fact, top former generals are urging the armed forces to prepare to deal with opposed armed groups, each passionately supporting the real president. But good people who listen to Fox personalities should know those personalities don't believe their own words.
Peter Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU. You can stay updated with the news anytime at our website, krwg.org. You can also keep up with KRWG Public Media on social media. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram. And a nice way to stay updated on local television news programs on KRWG is by subscribing to the KRWG News YouTube channel. Stay connected and informed with KRWG Public Media on social media.